Hi there, and thanks for joining us for this Saturday edition of Our Daily Bread. Yuhanna Ang wrote today's reading, and she titled it, Nothing Can Separate. When Pris's father, a pastor, answered God's call to pioneer a mission on a small island in Indonesia, Pris's family found themselves living in a rundown shack once used to house animals. Pris remembers the family celebrating Christmas, sitting on the floor and singing praises while rainwater dripped down the thatched roof. But her father reminded her, Pris, just because we are poor doesn't mean God doesn't love us. Some may see a life blessed by God as one that's filled with riches, health, and longevity. So in times of hardship, they may wonder if they're still loved by Him. But in Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39, Paul reminds us that nothing can separate us from Jesus' love, including trouble, hardship, persecution, and famine. This is the foundation for a truly blessed life. God showed His love for us by sending His Son Jesus to die for our sins. Christ rose from death and is now sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. In times of suffering, we can hold fast to the comforting truth that our life is rooted in what Christ has done for us. Nothing, neither death nor life, nor anything else in all creation, can separate us from His love. Whatever our circumstance, whatever our hardship, may we be reminded that God is with us and that nothing can separate us from Him. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Let's pray. Dear God, thank You for reminding us today that nothing, not trouble or hardship, not persecution, nothing can separate us from Your love. And when we're struggling and going through a difficult season, have us to be reminded that You are the one who brings us peace and comfort. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening. I'm Tony Collier, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.